Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the I'll Buy the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about the recent Dungeons & Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves.
Yes, I remember this. This released while I was still in Buffalo, right? While I was still in New York?
Yeah, I think so. But you got to see it in theaters, right?
I did see it in theaters. I waited until I got back so I could see it with my roommate because they also, we all wanted to see it. Like me, Casey, and Raymond all wanted to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited until I was back home.
Yeah, I was very excited because it was just put onto Paramount Plus like the other day. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I don't have to go to the movies. I was waiting for it.
Was it a Paramount movie?
I have no idea, but, you know, whatever. I'm not going to question it. It was on Paramount Plus. So, I got to watch it today. And it stars Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Reggae Jean Page. And, you know, Justice Smith is in it. Hugh Grant's in it. Sophia Lillis is in it. I think that the casting was fun, and I love this group of people, especially that they've got some fresher faces in there too.
Yeah, Daisy Head. I saw her in this movie, and mm-hmm. I was like, I know this girl's face.
Oh, you sure do.
Where have I seen this girl? I never figured it out.
Oh, I did immediately.
I tried for like a day. I like tried to have it like come to me, and Casey had like gone on IMDb and like knew the answer. And I was like, don't tell me, like, just give me a second. I never figured it out. And she's in season one and season two of Shadow and Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anything else that,
she's Jenya.
That I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she has a pretty recognizable face to me, but that is just because it's like very model-esque.
Yes, model-like and just very just a baby doll. Like she looks mm-hmm. like she looks like a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
I don't know. She looks, yeah, basically.
But she was the baddie in this, and obviously it didn't take me too long to realize that Hugh Grant was also a baddie. Lately, he's been mostly in like bad guy roles, so I feel like he's being kind of typecasted into that into that realm right now.
Has he really? That's been the theme for his roles.
It feels like he is always kind of skirting that, and I feel like recently, like, I don't know, like, I just like he can always be one or the other. Like I think he was like a baddie in The Gentleman, or he was like you know, again, he's always kind of to me the Mr. Wickham character. And, you know,
did I see this movie?
Yeah, The Gentleman. We definitely saw that movie.
Did I see this movie?
Yeah, we saw it. And he's like in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Like, he's in a lot of things like within the last 10 years that I just feel like,
oh my gosh,
I don't know, like, he just has that kind of air about him. But he was cute in this. Like, everybody was fine. I felt like it was a pretty generic CGI adventure, fantasy adventure movie. Like, nothing about it was truly remarkable.
Apparently the... Oh, fuck, what's his name? What's the girl? The girl, the lady. She says
Michelle Rodriguez. She
says, Jardin.
Oh, the Jonathan.
Jardin the bird.
The Jonathan.
Jardin. Yeah. I'm so close.
Baroness Torvo. So close. Okay.
Yeah. Jonathan, yes.
She was
apparently his costume was practical effects. It was like he wore like an actual bird suit.
Oh, Jonathan, what? Not the person who called out Jonathan.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that was cool.
Not the lady.
Yeah.
Not the lady.
That was definitely, like, I did appreciate that aspect of it. I just felt like generally it was just so, it didn't really, land in the way I wanted it to. But then again, I am watching it on my computer and not in a movie theater. So I would like to hear your opinion.
Oh, okay. I don't think this movie took any huge risks. I mean, I loved it. Like, I love this movie. I would watch it many times, probably. I thought it was so funny. Like, the chonky dragon.
Oh, he is my favorite. Yeah, I loved the chonky dragon, for sure.
There were probably a lot of D&D terms that still went over my head. Like, I know that the red sorcerers or the red wizards or whatever they are, like, they're like a pretty common baddie in D&D, and I mean we just haven't had a campaign that included these people, so I just don't know anything about them. But you know, we've had other references, so like, just the fact that there were a lot of references to D&D that we are now kind of more familiar with and more experienced in made it a lot more fun. Just for me as the audience member watching this,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great standalone. You know, if they make more, that'd be awesome. I'll probably go see them. But you know, I think one is perfectly acceptable. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I thought that, you know, a lot of the storylines, you know, merged together very well. I thought the pacing was very good. I thought this was a very well put together, fun movie. And I felt like it closed things out pretty well. I think it developed fairly well, and it really closed out things very well. I highly, very much enjoy this movie a lot.
Yeah, I do think that it was, you're right, like, the writing definitely closed up a lot of the plot, like the things it brought up, it fixed. So that was definitely, like, good, because it could have just been a little bit too bloated. And I think that's kind of, you know, testament to the writers of this and the director, John Francis Daly, yeah, and Jonathan Goldstein, and also Michael Gillio as writers. They are, like, pretty well-known, like, especially Jonathan Goldstein. He's writing a lot of, like, comedies and stuff. And John Francis Daly has written, I think he wrote Spider-Man, Homecoming.
Yeah, didn't you send me a TikTok?
Yeah.
Did you send me a TikTok about John Francis Daly, about like his career path?
Yeah.
Fucking, what's his name? From
Sweets.
Bones.
From Bones. Yeah.
Sweets.
And he was Bones. On Freaks and Geeks. Yeah. Yeah. So he's definitely been around for a while, but he's definitely breaking into the writing scheme. I honestly didn't think that this movie was that funny. I was just, I think the only thing I laughed at was the fat dragon, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the jokes just didn't really hit with me. I don't know if it was like Chris Pine, or like,
it couldn't have been Chris Pine, Alessandra.
Well, like, I liked him, but I think watching it on the smaller screen, like, I didn't believe him. Like, it was hard for me to see him in this role where, and, you know, I think it's because I kind of don't, I have like a backstory of the fact that he's just an actor, and he was playing his role very well, but he doesn't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, and he doesn't come from a background where that's like something that he cares about. So like,
yeah,
you can kind of tell.
What I have liked a cast of mostly nobodies, like maybe, like, because, yeah, I mean, I feel like they just really needed some big names in here to really get people to go. Like, especially Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez. Like, they're they're very well known. Kind of in this, like, I wouldn't call this like a super action-packed movie, but I feel like people who go see Fast and Furious would go see Dungeons and Dragons just to see Michelle.
Yeah, she's great. I love her because
she was amazing. I loved her character. Yeah, I loved her character arc.
Great character.
I thought her. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, she had really great chemistry with Chris Pine. And I thought everyone kind of had really great chemistry with each
other. I agree. Yeah.
Chris is probably a bit too... He's not the most well-known Chris. We have a lot of very famous Chrises in the acting field. And maybe Chris Pine isn't the most popular, but he's definitely very beloved.
Yes.
And
I love him, too.
We love him very much. Yes. We know him from many things. And usually it's very easy for us to kind of see him in whatever role he's playing. But yeah, maybe this felt kind of like just he was playing an actor and maybe he doesn't quite know all the nuances of a bard. Because his bard was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying yes, but they like kind of brought around a different idea of what a bard is. Like bards are a part of like a group. I don't know if this is truly a thing in D&D, and I'm just not aware of it, but like he was a part of a bard clan, not a clan. I don't know. I can't think of the term. Organization of like bards,
yeah,
or whatever, right? Because he had got like his book and he got like, yeah. So like that was kind of interesting.
He was trying to like redeem himself throughout the movie, but I don't know. Like, I just felt like I didn't really believe the kind of nature of him just dropped into this scenario.
Okay.
I don't know.
I see it.
Yeah. I feel like that is just the fantasy genre in general, that this was trying to be, you know, a comedy, action, fantasy, big names having fun on the screen. And it definitely was that in many ways. So I cannot fault it for that. Like, it was what it was supposed to be. I just feel like it wasn't trying to do anything else. Like, everything doesn't have to be new, but like, we've seen the impact that D&D has had on a lot of movies in the past, like, 20 years on the fantasy, mm-hmm, genre. And, like, to me, it wasn't, like, because this was supposed to be just another fantasy movie, it just felt like another fantasy movie. That's...
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah. I did enjoy the actors. Like, I really am a fan of, like, Justice Smith, and I love Sophia Lillis, too, and her, like, transfiguration, like, was really fun to watch on the screen, and just the ways that they would creatively try to solve their problems was great. You know, so that just kind of all the different levels of baddies that they are facing and mazes and, you know, this grand quest really felt like a D&D, you know, campaign. So that was, I think, a really successful part of the movie.
Yeah. I also really liked the, when they went to the graveyard and had to ask the three questions to all the dead guys. That was pretty fun. I really like Justice Smith's arc. You know, he's not a very strong sorcerer, and he's kind of doing his best, but you know, a lot of his lack of power kind of came from his self-confidence, mm-hmm, like his low self-esteem, and you know, he kind of works around that and figures that, you know, he is powerful in his own way, I can't remember like how powerful he is, or maybe he just, you know, needs to believe in himself and, you know, use his power for what he has. Like, it's just, he needs to stop like comparing himself to other people. And yeah, Sophia, with the tiefling was super cool. I like her a lot. She's really good at like being a chameleon. Like, she looked really different in she was also in Eternals, right?
Sophia Lillis?
Oh, yeah, wasn't she like the little one?
No.
Was that someone else?
No, that was a different actress. Sophia was in Sharp Objects. She was in
She was in It.
Yeah, she was in the... And she was in... I guess I'll just click on her. I mean, oh, she was in that TV show. I didn't watch it, but it was like the bloody one.
I'm not okay with this.
I'm not okay with this. Okay. Yeah, that's yeah, the one.
I didn't watch that one either. Oh, who was the person that was in Eternals?
A different person, different actress.
A different small person.
A different small person with a pixie haircut. Yeah.
With a pixie haircut.
Yeah.
Dang.
But I have seen also the daughter who played Kira before, child actress.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh yeah. She looked familiar. She was in, I don't know.
She was in Big Little Lies. She was in Marry Me, My Spy, Avatar as a young Loak, but of course we can't really tell what she looks like in Avatar.
Leah
Big
McHugh.
Little Lies.
That was who was in Eternals. What does this person look like?
She looks different.
this is not who I was.
Yeah, Sprite.
I was honestly picturing this other actress.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, funny little like cameo with Bradley Cooper. That was very silly.
Yes. Yes. Bradley Cooper. That was so funny. Oh my goodness. Oh my god. I thought there were some really great little sketches, like little just like little side things that were happening. I had such a good time. Maybe maybe it helped seeing it on the big screen. Like
I
maybe
think
it
so.
Did, but
yeah.
And you know, I will never have that experience now of not seeing it first on a laptop. Really, also, do you watch it on a laptop?
I watch it on my computer. So it's a nice computer.
Well, I know, but like, you couldn't put it on your TV at least?
I probably could have, but I didn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't dislike this movie. I just didn't think it was like, as, I don't know, like...
It wasn't, like, amazing, but, like, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. I just didn't really laugh that much. I just liked, like, the fat dragon.
I don't agree. I thought there was such really good funny parts. fucking Rajaeh Jean-Page, he was so fucking funny. Not.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was so funny.
He's very
apparently
handsome.
It was a mistake. Like when he was walking away and they were shouting to him like, "Okay, cut," and he couldn't hear, so he just kept walking and they just kept filming, and that's why he just went over and it was just completely improvised with Chris Pine. Being like, oh, I'm just going to walk right over that rock. I'm not going to go around it. And he just went right over it.
It kind of reminded me of when Han Solo walks over Jabba the Hutt's tail in that, like, extended cut from the 90s of the early Star Wars movies. That there's, like, a cut scene where he very, like, obviously steps over Jabba's tail. But, like, they had to, you know, they CGI'd Jabba into the scene. And it doesn't really make any sense because he kind of like hops in a very strange way because he didn't originally hop. And so they made him hop. Oh. And it's
okay.
It looks very weird. Everybody out there will know what I'm talking about.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, but. Yeah, it was funny. I don't know. Yeah, he's very handsome. I love to see him in new stuff other than Bridgerton. And his, like, taking everything very literally was, you know, cute. He's just, like, a really, like, straightforward kind of guy.
Yeah, and with such a D&D character choice. Like, someone
for sure.
Just be like, yeah, my guy's just really literal. Uh-huh. Like, and just... Which is amazing. And he's so cute. Like, I was dying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I was dead. It's so good.
Yeah. The scenery was beautiful as well. you know, probably shot somewhere in England. It was just gorgeous. But yeah, I mean, they did a lot of press for this movie. They wanted people to come see it. I remember in one of the presses, Chris Pine was like, they were all talking about how D&D was really popular in Stranger Things, and that's kind of why it got resurfaced a bit in pop culture. And he was like, I've never seen that. I've never watched. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Dude. I think Chris Pine just like lives under a rock or something.
Yeah.
Like,
he is just, one of those famous people.
He just goes underground. He does his little Chris Pine things, and they're like, okay, Chris, we need you for something. He's like, okay. And he just like, yeah. What do you do? What are you doing all day, Chris? You just like meditating? I bet Chris meditates. Like he just,
yeah.
Or, and he reads. I bet he reads so much. I bet he's just a reader.
Yeah. He reads, and he has like really, really hot model girlfriends, and they also don't know anything. So he just lives in his own little world.
In regards to like pop culture and like what's trending in during like the,
amongst
whatever.
Us normies, right?
Amongst us nerds over here, like it's just he's just so removed. I mean, he did Star Trek.
Yeah,
who knew how much he was really into Star Trek? I mean, he could have been.
I don't know. I don't know much about him, but he is my favorite Chris.
And you know, maybe not having any like experience in the top, like maybe brings a fresh. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time talking today. Maybe him not having any knowledge or experience in what the movies are about, like Star Trek or D&D, mm-hmm. brings like a fresh take on a character. You know? Yeah, maybe.
I'm not saying he is a bad actor. I love him. He's great.
No, he's great.
He does have a, you know, a jolliness to him in this that we truly don't see too much, I think, in his other films. Like, playing as more serious characters. I feel like he was definitely trying to be a little bit more kooky in this one. And, it was fun. Like, when he goes to sing, like, he sings a lot, which is great. And honestly, I don't think I've ever seen him sing in anything else. And he sang in, like, that scene where, like, he was trying to distract the guards. And it was so crazy because, like, his body just starts to, like, turn into mist and it kind of, like, sags. And it was so frightening. Like, I don't know what.
Yes.
They did the animation. And
it was like an illusion. Yeah. It was like an illusion that was, like, falling apart. And so it got really messed up and like dysmorphia. It was, oh god, it was really scary.
Very scary. And another shot that was really scary was the witch was like losing her beauty, and then like her like scary old like scaly skin came out, and that was also very frightening.
Oh, of a Daisy?
Yeah.
Daisy's character?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty scary. She was really good, too.
Yeah. I mean, they all just played, again, the fantasy genre is fun, and I don't want it to go away. So, I'll definitely take it. I'll take it.
I'll take it rather than leave it.
Yes, exactly. Because it's fun, and I'll
definitely watch more. And in fact, before we move on to any like trivia or anything, a book came out mm-hmm. that is a prequel to this movie,
mm-hmm.
and of course I bought it because I needed a book in my library that had Chris Pine's face on it. So I will definitely be reading it. I wish I had read it before we like talked about it on the podcast today, but that's okay. You'll probably hear about it on a toppings or something once I eventually get around to reading this. But this is supposed to be about, I believe, how the team originally gets like, so in the movie they were a team, not like Regé Jean Page or I think that was it, just not him. But everyone else, Chris Pine.
Well, and Doric, Justin she's Smith. Not part of it either.
That's right. Doric was not a part of it. But all the other characters were in this group, and they did heists and stuff. And, or they stole from the rich or something and gave to the poor, like that kind of thing, right? Isn't that kind of what they did?
No, they were just stealing from people who...
They just stole from rich people.
Yeah, who deserved it. That's what they said.
Yeah, and so I think this book kind of covers how they originally met, not when they broke up and then met up again, because that's what we see in the movie, obviously. So, so this is supposed to be about that. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're going to read it? Because, you know, you liked it, so.
Of course. Yeah, I bought it. I have every intention of reading it. And there is a second book, and I have not, that has, it's so beautiful. So the first one has just Chris Pine and, like, the kind of the silhouettes of the rest of the crew and, like, this really cool castle, like, kingdom in the background. This other book that also came out, they're two different authors. The one that I have is Jalay Johnson, and this other one is E.K. Johnston. So, and this one has the tiefling on the front, and it's got, like, this really cute, like, greenery and a really cool, like, crescent moon behind her, and it just looks really pretty. And so I want to get this one, too, but let me quickly read the summary for this one. So this one's probably just an origin story, maybe, about Doric. Just kind of what I'm getting after skimming this summary.
Oh,
so I'll probably get this one, too.
I liked her a lot.
She was so cool. I loved her outfit. I could totally see myself, like, cosplaying as her.
Yeah, she's so cute. She's really cute. I like her a lot.
She's super, super cute.
There is a lot of trivia on here. Like, I can't even, like, begin to touch, as I expected, that this movie probably has been in production for a while, and it has, but also just, like, completely so many Easter eggs to D&D, which I've played it, but, like, you've been playing a campaign more than me. Like, more consistently. So, like, you know a lot more about D&D than I do. And it seems that I just was going at this as, like, a movie and not necessarily a movie that was about Dungeons and Dragons. You know what I mean?
I also kind of wished that at the end, instead of... Even though I thought it was funny having that end credit scene. Did you watch the end credit scene?
Yes. Which I didn't think was that funny.
No, it was just the zombie guy, like, still at the graveyard, right?
Yeah.
That was what it was? Yeah. I wish to, like, really tie it back into D&D. I thought it would have been really cool to have, like, the actual players playing in this campaign, like we just, we cut to them.
I know.
After something, like, they close it down for the day. Or they, like, I don't know, like, something. Like, just have the players that are playing as these characters, just really break down that fourth wall. I think that would have been, it would have been cheesy, but I think it would have been really cool to see and, like, really tie it back into D&D.
I think that's a great suggestion.
Thank you. I mean, it's kind of too late, but for the next one, for the next D&D movie, put it in there. Put it in there.
Apparently, this is the fourth reboot of a D&D movie, and a TV series also made, I guess, a while back. So, I did not know this. Again, I don't know anything. Some nerd I am, but I can only get so far into things. Apparently, they encounter a baby cat-like tabaxi at some point. Which is what my character is in our D&D campaign.
Yeah.
They had Owlbear. That was pretty cool. Apparently, in the tabletop game, a druid cannot turn into an owlbear at all. But this is something the directors wanted. So. Yeah, there was a Dungeons and Dragons movie in 2000 as well, which I didn't know about this. I don't.
Wait, what was it?
In 2000 there was a Dungeons and Dragons movie too.
Was there really?
I guess so.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was a film trilogy released between 2000 and 2012.
Oh my gosh.
Who's in it? What's it about?
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons. Awesome.
Alizon, we have to watch this movie.
Oh no. I'm okay.
Oh no, Alizon. I got a 14 Metascore.
Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, no. See, that's why I don't want to I don't want to say it was bad, because obviously it could have been so much worse. So like,
oh my god.
Oh my god. There's so many like really bad fantasy movies out there, so definitely this one had a higher budget, very, you know, reminiscent of it kind of. There's felt
also
like
a 1983 Dungeons and Dragons. Also 1983. It's only 30 minutes long.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's animated. A group of kids are thrown into a fantasy world. Like, fucking Dungeons and Dragons could fucking be a Jumanji type movie.
Yeah, which is a popular, those were popular movies too. But not, oh not gosh, quite fantasy.
It looks amazing. Oh, I want to watch this one too. Oh, Alessandra!
Yes.
I'm looking at the cast for the Dungeons and Dragons animated, and fucking that substitute teacher who voice acts that we would have. She's in this!
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There was a teacher who would work at a, I'm pretty sure I had her, definitely in high school.
Yeah.
Did I have her in middle school too? I think I had her in middle school.
Yeah, I think I had her for both.
Yeah. And she told me that she voice acted. She told me that she voice acted in a Totally Spies.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fucking love that show. So good. And yeah, and she's in this one.
That's cool. That's so great that you were just clicking and you saw her and you were just like.
You just gotta click around and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh my god, but no, we are definitely watching. Oh my god, and there's a 2012. There's a 2005. There's so many. Jeez.
There's a lot. I mean, I bet this didn't do super bad at the box office. I didn't really hear about it.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing much about, you know, I know that, you know, some friends at work went to see it because, you know, they're huge nerds and they like D&D as well. So not surprising that they would go see it. But and that they liked it generally. So yeah. Do you want to take a quick break and then was there any good trivia? Or are we going to take a break and then look at the trivia?
I'm just looking through it. We can take a break and look at a little bit more. I'll just say some stuff.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we are back. I want to read this one. It says, the directors opened up about Monty Python's influence on the film. Jonathan Goldstein explaining that while the creative team wanted to make a comedy, they didn't want to mock the source material. We never want to go too far when it becomes a spoof of fantasy films, but we also wanted to be able to pivot from something creepy and traditional fantasy to an absurd, almost Monty Python type sequence. It kind of reminded me of that movie, Your Highness, which I watched kind of more recently. And that wasn't very good. But that was kind of a spoof-esque fantasy.
Yeah. Some other inspiration, other sources that they use as inspiration was like The Princess Bride, Lord of the Rings, Indiana mm-hmm. Jones were also, which I think it had a good, I definitely like that it took more of a comedic thing. There were definitely some serious parts and I liked that, but I also liked, because D&D is also about having fun and doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
So I think it's. I think it was definitely a nice mix.
It's better than going the gritty route, which is like a lot of fantasy kind of goes that gritty route that like Game of Thrones is trying to go. And it does that very successfully, but like it doesn't do it successfully in movies like that Robin Hood movie from several years ago, or like the other Robin Hood movie from several years before that was like a little better, but it's like the grittiness is kind of can be too much. And it just does not work with this type of fun fantasy, and so like there's endless adventures that can be had in this kind of world, so
yeah,
you want it to be something that can just possibly be made into something else with new fun characters and the Comic Con scene. Like it felt like this movie should have been made 10 years ago, and I don't know why. Like, it just, to me, was a real Comic-Con-esque, like, us going to Comic-Con time that this would have, like, shown in Hall H.
Oh, for sure. This definitely should have had, like, a panel at Comic-Con, and there should have been a whole to-do
about, I mean, they might have done it. Out. I mean, obviously, we didn't go.
That's true.
So, right. I feel like...
That's right. It has been a couple years since we've gone.
And it could have been in New York. Like, it could have been at any Comic-Con. I'm just going to look this up. I gotta know. If you see...
I thought it was very sweet. Yeah, well, you're looking that up. I thought it was very sweet that, you know, Hugh Grant was a little nervous about, you know, being in this movie. Because much like Star Wars fans or even Star Trek fans or even, you know, just fans in general being very protective of the things they love. He was a little nervous about, you know, this coming out because he's like, we don't want to ruin this for the D&D fans, but we also want to cater this to maybe people who aren't necessarily as experienced in D&D. And that's really a good way to go about it. I mean, to just be aware of that. Like, and she'll be like, oh, we're just going to make this because fuck you guys. Like,
yeah. So they, in November, they kicked off a weekend of Hall H panels with cast
they
members,
did?
Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Regé Jean Page, Sophia Lillis, and Hugh Grant joined directors Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly and producer Jeremy Latham to share the first details. They got a teaser and first look and, you know, did a little panel and a sizzle reel. And they showed the clips of them asking the corpses the questions.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, a good one. Yeah. Extremely Comic-Con, and I love that about it.
Love that. Love that so much.
All right.
All right. Should I look at these plot keywords?
Yes. Let's see.
All right. We've got based on tabletop role-playing game, based on game, Dungeons and Dragons, magic, dragon.
Nice. And this movie got a 72 Metascore, which is very good. 47 positive reviews, 7 mixed, and 3 negative reviews. Before we get into them, I just want to say, I can feel the love from the creators in this. I definitely feel like they didn't just bullshit their way through it because they wanted a good paycheck. It kind of felt like everybody was really, really like wanting to make something that audience was like, and especially the D&D community.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, so.
All right, let's go down here.
Yeah, there's some low ones, though. So.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay. So the lowest is a 20 from the Wall Street Journal. Every element other than Mr. Grant is brain-scaringly awful.
Oh.
The flat characters, the dull acting, the rusted dialogue, and above all, the action scenes, which are frenzied, chaotic, meaningless, and vapid, overflowing with CGI that is no more awe-inspiring than the average TV commercial about lizards selling auto insurance.
What?
Jeez, Kyle.
Oh my god, that is so mean.
Damn, Kyle.
Wowza.
Tell us how you really feel. I actually thought that that fight scene at the arena was pretty fun. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it was.
Yeah.
It was chaotic. It was frenzied and chaotic. I thought we were able to see. You know what fight scenes are fucking frenzied and chaotic? The Transformers movies fight scenes. You have no idea what the fuck is happening in any of those scenes. Like,
hey, no one's saying that that's not true, Emily. Okay, this is not like we're not comparing films and saying this is just as bad as. But this guy definitely does not like it. So.
Well, and I'm also not saying that, like, I don't necessarily need to see what's happening in, like, every move is happening in every fight scene. Fight scenes can be a blur. That's fine. I don't mind. If you're dealing with big-ass robots, it's a little hard to see anyway. But, yeah. I'm excited for that new Transformers movie coming out with the beasts.
Are you excited about it?
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
I thought it looked pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm a little behind on the Transformers movies. I love the first ones, the first two. I don't think I've seen any more after that. I might have seen the third one, but I've kind of fallen off a little bit. But this new one looks interesting. Oh, yeah, then we saw Bumblebee. I liked Bumblebee. That was fun.
Yeah, that's the director of Coraline, producer of Laika.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a crazy thing about Laika.
Yeah.
Did you send me something about Laika?
Yeah,
was that you?
Travis Knight is the creator of Laika. He is the son of somebody who is
Nike or something.
Nike,
right?
Yeah, like the owner of Nike.
Yeah.
So he puts all of his money into Laika, which like actively loses money every time they make a movie because they're very expensive to make.
Love and like and I love that.
It's amazing.
it's a real labor of love, and that's dedication, and I really respect that.
And it's like him giving up his money to make art that is like accessible for everyone, really, and hiring people to make it as well who also love it. You know, that is a big giving a lot of artists jobs and also making really cool movies. So
yeah, and just saying, I think there was a pair of Coraline Nike shoes. Definitely make another version of those, and I will buy those. Yeah. I will buy those shoes. I want some Coraline shoes. They're so cool. All right, any from the yellow section you want to read?
Yeah, I want to read the BBC 60. It says, Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is no masterpiece, but it's warm, upbeat, unpretentious entertainment, and it's bound to be popular. We certainly don't have to wait another 23 years before the next D&D film comes out. And the New York Times 60 also says it does capture the spirit of play, which is very good. That's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Should I just head to the top?
Yeah.
Take it to the top. Oh my god, I got 100? Wow!
Oh, Jesus, from who? Oh my goodness, from Original Sin.
Someone gave it a 100?
Wow.
That's so nice. Okay, let's see. Original Sin, yes, 100. If there was anything missing from the lives of swords and sorcery-loving nerds, it would be a proper Dungeons & Dragons movie. Now we have one. Aww.
That's very nice. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww.
A lot of the...
Oh, it's a consequence.
I'll read that one, the 91 from Liz, my brother's boss. Yeah. It's all too appropriate that at the center of Honor Among Thieves is a message about the value of found families and how strong and powerful those relationships can be. That underlying sweetness, the incredibly game nature of its cast, and again the emphasis on fun make this film a worthy of the brand. One that might even inspire some new converts to discover the adventure possible on their own tabletops.
Very nice.
Very nice, yes. I did very like nice. that note at the end that they picked to resurrect Michelle Rodriguez instead, because, you know, she was basically like, she was the one who raised the girl anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, she did. And she was, she's a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And family first, much like Fast and the Furious. Alessandra, we need to watch all the Fast and the Furious movies and talk about them. All
right.
We okay. need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm game, I guess.
I don't know why, but I have this real hankering to just watch the Fast and the Furious movies. I don't know why. They're not the kind of movies I would watch, but I am very interested for some
you
reason.
Like you just said that you like Transformers, and it's kind of not so different from that.
You think so?
Well, it's like about okay. cars, and then it's about yeah. like, you know, found family. And like
it's about cars and family. Oh my gosh.
And like stunts.
Transformers.
And like flying through the air a lot. Like lots of yeah. flying through the air, you know?
Yeah, and literal impossible stunts. You know what? Sold. You sold me.
No. We saw them filming it too, which was exciting.
We did. We saw them filming when we were in Scotland. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Oh my goodness. Okay, just because I'm curious, where can I find the first Fast and the Furious movie? Hold on. We can't close out just yet.
Okay.
Hold on.
I think it was from 2001. That's...
Yeah, 2001.
Am I right?
Yeah. You're right.
I'm right? I just threw that out, like, out of nowhere.
You're right. It's 2001.
Oh,
it's over here.
God, the like... I've never seen them, so I didn't know. I definitely knew it wasn't late 90s. I was pretty sure about that.
You can watch on tbs.com or tntdrama.com. So...
Oh.
For free? Like, if I just make a TBS account?
I don't think that's how that works, but you know what? I don't know. I guess we'll get back to you about that, people.
Yeah, well, we'll keep you posted. You know, this I'm down to watch them, so you never know. You never know on the All by the Popcorn podcast. We'll watch anything.
Yeah, we really will, honestly.
All right. Well, that was Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.